With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is sounding upbeat about the prospects for a revised U.S. brokered peace proposal aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The president says what he calls good talks have been had with both sides, Ukraine and Russia. One issue that remains outstanding, though, is the location of a revised Ukraine-Russia border. Hospital officials in Gaza say Israel has handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, completing the latest swap of the ceasefire as the first phase of the agreement nears a conclusion. This comes a day after Palestinian terrorists returned the remains of an Israeli hostage who the Israeli military says was killed in the October 7, 2023 terror attack on Israel. On this busy Thanksgiving travel day, winter-like weather is making for slow going across some regions.
A winter storm across the northern part of the country. That's impacting North Dakota, Minnesota, including Minneapolis, and then portions of the northern Great Lakes. And that's going to bring accumulating snowfall into the day Wednesday.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Some interstates have been closed by heavy snow and high winds. Official start of winter still almost a month away. Nothing announced yet, but President Trump is getting closer to naming his pick to head up the Federal Reserve.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent wrapped up a second round of interviews this week for a new Fed chair, and he told CNBC there was a good chance the president would announce his pick before Christmas. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is seen by allies and presidential advisors as the front runner. Donald Trump has been sharply critical of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, whose leadership term expires in May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Dow futures up 82 points. This is SRN News. One Ohio congregation is giving away gas.
The Fostoria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Abaco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established chapels at the airports in the 70s and 80s, offering quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services. Tucked behind baggage claims or above food courts, the chapels are unique, influenced by the local history and demographics. This is SRN News. Looks like renters may have won a round.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. The DOJ announced the settlement Monday, more than a year after federal prosecutors filed the antitrust lawsuit under President Biden. Officials accused RealPage of facilitating algorithmic coordination. Keith Peters, Washington.
The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak show that all of the company's products may have been tainted. At least 31 babies across 15 states have been sickened in the outbreak. That outbreak began back in August. All of ByHeart's products recalled. More details, SRNNews.com.